Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, hello and welcome to Spark Radio. I am your host, Ms. Melanie, and we are experiencing some temporary technical problems with our switchboard, Blog Talk Radio, and I need my switchboard to welt the fire. So enjoy crackling fire again this week. So whether or not I'm able to have guest access by phone tonight, I don't know. If the switchboard becomes operative, well, there we go. Just in time for our fire ending. Hi, I am Miss Melanie, and it is my pleasure to spend some time with you here at Spark Radio, where we do share those wonderful, amazing sparks to help you create the life that you desire and deserve. Tonight, we're going to be talking about, surprise, the brain. Love the brain. Do you love your brain like it's yours for life? Like you're going to be together for life? Because you are, oh my gosh. You only get one brain. We don't do brain transplants yet. So what can you do with the brain you have? Came across a website and a resource this week that I want to share with you. And I shared it on my social networks. It was a very informative article posted on brainleadersandlearners.com. And the article is called Blame It on the Brain. It was posted June 1st, 2010 by Dr. Ellen Weber. And I hope that if you're a regular listener, you took some action on something that you heard Lynette Patterson, the health and life coach, talk about last week with her Unlock Your Metabolism program. I did get mine downloaded and am getting started this week. And I'm excited to say Lynette is going to be interviewing me about the brain and its impact on your health. So that'll be coming up next week. We didn't quite connect for this week. So if you're interested in knowing when that interview is going to be, you can probably find it. I'm going to be posting on my blog at melaniehoffner.com. It's M-E-L-A-N-I-E-H-O-F-F-N-E-R.com, where I have a blog called Sparks. And I hope that you check it out because, again, you only have one brain, and it's such an amazing organ. I came across Dr. Ellen Weber and the website through Lisa Hanneberg, who does coaching and training with middle managers. She had a fireside chat with Dr. Ellen, and I went to the website and want to share with you some of her 25 ways to reboot brain power and zap innovative growth plans with a few jolts from brain sciences. And this was originally... It was posted in, the post appeared in Smart Brief on Your Career on June 3rd, 2010. So let's take a look. She talks about how we often seem to work against growth in our career, how we have challenges with innovation, whether it's financial problems, relationships, workplace inertia. She says blame it on your brain because the brain has a tendency to default to harmful ruts that can cause you to work against triumph and success. She also goes on to talk about that same brain gives you tools to win mind-bending breaks, to So let's take a look at those 25 ways to reboot brain power and zap innovative growth plans from Dr. Ellen Weber. And I will include the website in my show notes. So if you'd like to read more about really cool brain information, I'm really enjoying reading her articles and hope to have her as a guest on Spark Radio here at Blog Talk in the future. So until then, the website, for those of you that are excited and want to write it down, is brainleadersandlearners.com, leaders, and learners, learners.com. So, without further ado, let's find out some things about 25 ways to reboot brain power and zap innovative growth plans. And some of these will sound familiar if you're a regular listener here at Spark, because I revisit them, the ideas of how can you get the most out of your brain from time to time. Number one on Dr. Ellen's list says, invent and share a refreshing solution to a stubborn work problem. Solve a difficulty that leaves you bored or in a rut at work. The brain fact that she notes to go with this says boredom is more a habit formed in brains, shaped by daily choices, and then it's stored in the brain as if it's a reality. And I even teach my 9-year-old, when I'm bored, and in young Stephen Covey's work, 7 Habits for Happy Kids, he talks about being proactive, the habit of being proactive, that boredom is a choice, and you get to choose how you feel. Number 2, uplift your work area with natural lighting. Now, I get teased because whenever possible, wherever I am, whether it's in my home office, whether it's in my work office, I prefer natural lighting because it truly is healthier for your brain than are the, I'm going to draw a blank on the kind of lighting we have in most places. The tube lighting, oh goodness, it'll come to me in a bit. But there is a buzz or a hum that comes with those light bulbs, the long cylindrical bulbs. And it's very harsh with the glare. And the brain fact that she shares is that environments influence brain power. And a healthy workplace inspires people to transform problems into solutions. So if you have control, whereas at my other work office, I have a very large window, and so most of the time, unless it's terribly stormy, I don't turn on my overhead lights. I use natural lighting. Also saves the bottom line. Think about your work area at home. Do you use natural lighting when you can? We truly want you to have your best brain at work, at school, at home, for life. Number 3 on Dr. Ellen's list is to thank a fellow worker for a personal accomplishment. When was the last time you thanked a coworker for a personal accomplishment? Because what happens, the brain fact says well-being comes partially from and is fueled by serotonin chemical hormones that accompany acts of kindness. Regular listeners will know I've talked about the research that Dr. Wayne Dyer cites in The Power of Intention, that not only the person receiving the kindness has the positive serotonin reaction, the person giving the act of kindness has that positive chemical reaction, that feeling good, and anybody who witnesses it, who sees you do it, also has that same positive serotonin, feeling good, chemical reaction in the brain. So whether it's thanking that fellow worker for a personal accomplishment or doing something else that's kind, bringing in flowers for someone you work with who don't like flowers, just because they like flowers. Or leaving someone's favorite treat, just because it's a nice thing to do. Now, if they don't know you do it, they'll still feel good and you'll still feel good. And others around will feel good because somebody did something nice. Tip number 4, give somebody the gift of forgiveness and let go of a grudge. The brain fact, anger, fear, and frustration are fueled by harmful cortisol chemical hormones that come with rancor. If you give somebody the gift of forgiveness, you're truly giving it to yourself. Because as long as you have that grudge, you are forever tied to that person. And if it's someone with whom you've had a negative situation, if it's a grudge, it probably is, be able to release that frees you from that connection. Because the gift of forgiveness is not a gift for them. It's a gift for you. So give yourself that gift. And by the way, if you have any questions or comments on anything I'm sharing from Dr. Allen's list, and you can, again, read this list on your own at her website. But feel free to give me a call. We can talk about some ways to have your best brain at work, at school, at home. And our number here is 347-215-8390. So what are some, do you find yourself in a rut? What are some other things you can do? Let's take a look at number 9. Number 9 says, shift your routine daily with lived diversity. And her brain fact says, heavy end workers rewire daily for ruts and routines that kill incentives, limit focus, or even shrink their brains from stress. When you do the same thing over and over, your brain just not very active, not very well sparked. So what can you do daily to shift your routine? Well, think. Could you drive a different route to work or take a different series of buses or trains or leave at a different time? I know someone who has the same thing for breakfast every day and the same thing for lunch every day. Could vary up the diet. Treat yourself to something different to eat. Maybe it's you have a sequence that you do first thing when you come to the office. Maybe you could switch that up. Maybe instead of logging into your email first thing in the morning, take a moment and write down some thoughts, ideas that you might have. Just if you could pick something that would make your workday better, just take 2 or 3 minutes and jot that down. Maybe it's putting your pants on with the opposite leg first, or putting your shoes on in a different order. Even small things that are out of sequence will change the way that your brain, the neurons in your brain, are firing. So, sorry, it's high pollen here in the Midwest United States, even though it's gorgeous outside. The humidity is down in our summer here. So what can you do to add variety to your day? Maybe if you start the day listening to the news, maybe tomorrow, don't. Start the day with just some relaxing music, some pleasant thoughts, some visualization. See what happens with it. That, when you do that. How are you feeling when you start your day? You can always catch up on the news later. Number 11 on Dr. Ellen's list is sleep well in order to perform well. The brain fact, brain waves can bring either sleep or peak performance based on how you activate and manage them. That you can consciously impact how attentive your brain is, how alert your brain is. And remember, during sleep is when new memories are glued or cemented, or the new connections that you made during the day are weak, and it's during sleep that they're strengthened. So if you're short on sleep, those new memories are not as strong as if you get that good night's sleep. And that also impacts your metabolism as well. Number 12, how open are you to learning new things, is my question. Number 12 is research and open mentally to new and different ideas daily. Brain fact, hook even difficult facts on the one thing you know, and learning increases in less time. Make a conscious connection. How does this relate to something you already know? Change is going to help you, going to help your brain. That's number 13. Change on a regular basis. Change something. Try new recipes. Try new foods. Listen to different music. Read different types of books. Meet new people. The brain fact she talks about is your brain's basal ganglia stores old facts and creates ruts, while working memory holds few new facts and leads change. And did you know, she has number 15, create rather than criticize, because the brain fact says cynical or critical mindsets literally block creativity, limit talent in you and others, and stomp out innovation. You know, usually people aren't feeling good when they're being cynical and critical. And creativity is something that flows through positive thinking, positive energy, joy, fun, laughter. Do you have that in your day? Do you have enough in your day? What do you do to treat your brain every day? Number 24, which fits very well with the explosion of informal learning, collaborative learning, social learning. 24 says collaborate for stellar solutions. The brain fact says create new neuron pathways to your collective brain power, to facilitate democratic solutions to workplace problems. Because as you start to brainstorm and work together, one idea that someone has will spark an idea and someone else will spark an idea and someone else, and thus solutions often come from that series of sparks. And recently we've been talking about change, whether it's through the book One Step at a Time by Dr. Robert Maurer, where the amygdala in the brain, which is like a smoke detector, when it detects threat, all sorts of things will happen, different fear responses, self-preservation responses. And changing anything that's familiar can set off that smoke alarm as a sense of threat to what you know. And so in One Small Step Can Change Your Life, the Kaizen Way, Dr. Robert Maurer talks about taking very small steps, small changes in your thoughts, small changes in your actions, so that you can slip by alerting the amygdala. When we try and make very large changes, that's when the amygdala is going to sound off and it's going to be more challenging for us. So 23 says risk innovative progress one step at a time. Anything you do, one step at a time. The brain fact is inspire creativity and invention through teaching others cutting-edge approaches at the same time you develop them. Because then you're also going to learn it fast at the time that you're teaching someone else. Because teaching someone else is the best way for you to learn. And after her top 25, or her 25, she has a question that says, how could these few applications from facts about your brain increase workplace brain power and toss more innovation into your year 2010. And there's so much new information exploding in the field, in the research and neuroscience, and making that available to the public in ways that the average person can understand. That's huge. So how well do you know your brain? How well do you know what works in your brain? Again, if you've got questions or comments about your brain, how to have your best brain, please give us a call at 347-215-8390. Let's see if we can get a chat window open. I had a challenge with that earlier. So for those of you who are listening online, you're welcome to chat a question or share an idea or a resource. It is back to school time for many children in preschool through secondary school. Colleges and universities are beginning their fall semesters for the young adults and any adults who are returning back to improve their education. So at this point in time, as we are thinking about back to school, thinking about a focus on learning, what are you learning? What new ideas are you learning? And to support you in doing that, at Brain Bonanza, we would like to offer a special promotion for any speaking, training, coaching purchased and paid by September 15th, 2010. We're offering a 15% savings. Now, if you go to the online store at brainbonanza.com, that's BrainBonanza.com. Click on the online store. The coupon will be available tomorrow. And so you can enter the coupon code back to school, all one word, all lowercase. BACKTOSCHOOL. That's your coupon code when you check out from the store. If you're interested in talking about any speaking, training, or coaching for yourself, your organization, your company, please send an email to BrainBonanza, BrainBonanza, at Gmail, gmail.com. And let me know what is you're interested in, and I will follow up with a phone call or email to see what we can put together to customize or create to help you have your best brains at work, at school, or at home. So whether it's staff development, whether it's something about making the most of your brain and mind, if it's discovering what you're good at, living your passions with the passion test, or improving your communication with the powerful communication model, Psychogeometrics, which is based on brain hemisphericity and Jungian psychology, Carl Jung's personality theory. And let me know what it is you're interested in. From Choose Your Stress, Be the Zebra, take a look at brainbonanza.com to see what I've done, and then let me know what it is that you need. Love to help you. So, again, that coupon is back to school, all lowercase, to save 15% on everything paid in full by September 15th, 2010, to celebrate the importance of learning in your life. And giving your brain the gift of learning. So, with some time remaining, let's also talk about some of those additional places that you can go to support your learning, to support your children's learning, as you are trying to now think about, or some schools have already begun with, so you've got morning routines and breakfasts and lunches, and what kind of food and nutrition are you providing not only for your children's brains, but for your brain as well? And even if you cannot eat breakfast, even if you haven't eaten breakfast, that's something that you can learn to do, and your brain will function better if it's given the nutrition to start your day, whether it's to learn new information or whether it's to perform at your best. If you don't eat breakfast, you're going to find more errors happening. Think about what can you do. Some people find that they can eat a shake or drink a shake. so you can make protein shakes. There's a good recipe for smoothies available on brainbonanza.com in our resources. Feed your brain a protein breakfast because your brain needs the amino acids to form new memories. Also needs choline because it can't make choline, and choline is necessary for memory production. And where do you get choline? You get it from eggs, the cholesterol, the egg yolks. You can get it from wheat germ, my secret ingredient in many things, which doesn't work if you have issues with gluten or allergies. You can also find choline in oatmeal, Canadian bacon. If you just do a Google on choline, foods with choline, you'll get some good information. And another good resource for brain health is amenclinics.com. Amen, A-M-E-N, clinics, C-L-I-N-I-C-S.com. And Dr. Daniel Amen, who's been doing brain scans now for over 25 years, has amazing information about brain health, brain nutrition, and even an online assessment to see if maybe where you are right now in terms of memory issues or other problems are cause for concern and cause to seek medical attention. Because not everyone can get a brain scan. So what else are you doing to treat your brain? What about water? Oh, my gosh. You know, and I really applaud schools that allow students to have water bottles, to drink water as they need it, rather than limiting it to when they have that few minutes in the hallway between classes to take a few sips of water. That's really important that you stay well hydrated. And how much? Well, depends on how active you are. Generally, 1 ounce of water for every 3 ounces of body weight. So you can divide your weight by three. Arthritis researchers are saying 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds of body weight. So you should drink half your body weight in water. I know that's what Lynette recommends in her Unlock Your Metabolism program, is half your weight in water consumed daily. Treat yourself to healthy water and get rid of the sugar, the pop, even the diet pop. That's another show altogether about how diet sodas actually cause you to crave more calories. But do you have fruits and vegetables every day? Even fruit juices, while you don't have the fiber, you still have the vitamins. And I always say that check with the doctor before you do any supplements or vitamins. My family does all take multivitamin, multi-mineral supplements because we have not done so well with getting that nutrition in our food. And that's, you know, a lot of children's vitamins you may notice are now staying with choline, because choline is necessary for new memory. So I hope that tonight, or in this segment as you're listening, thanks to the many of you who listen to me at your convenience through downloading the MP3s to your MP3 player or just listening online at your convenience, I truly appreciate the time that you invest to spend to learn about how spark change, positive change in your life. So as we're winding down tonight, our shows are generally 45 minutes to an hour. Tonight we're going to keep it a little bit short. And for those who listen regularly, or even for you if you plan 45 minutes, think about taking this last 10 minutes or so and treating your brain to something good. Refreshing water. Go to another Google topic. Go to a different website to learn something that maybe you didn't know before. Make some notes about things you can do to treat your brain. Go visit brainleadersandlearners.com and read more of Dr. Ellen Weber's 25 ideas. I also will share with you that Dr. John Medina, who wrote Brain Rules, and his website is brainrules.net, has a new book coming out, and it has to do with Brain Rules for Baby. It's scheduled to be released October 2010, and I did a segment on brain rules, and probably a couple of them. If you want to learn more about the book Brain Rules, and there are online tutorials for each of the 12 rules, 12 Principles for Surviving and Thriving at Work, Home, and School, again, written for the average person, and he has a great sense of humor and is very understandable. You can go to brainrules.net, BRAINRULES.net. And scroll down, you can click on each of the 12 rules to learn more. And again, the book that's coming out in October is Brain Rules for Baby. Offers parents facts, not just advice, in this engaging, practical book about how a child's brain develops and what you can do to optimize it. So check that out. Or maybe it's, you can decide you're going to go to a bookstore or go online to an online bookseller like BarnesandNoble.com or Amazon.com and just see what's out there. Great books about the brain. I love sharing cool resources that will help you learn and improve, get the best from your brain. Recently, I began talking about David Rock's book, Your Brain at Work. And we're going to go back. We will be finishing up talking a little bit more about that one in the future as I continue to read and move ahead. Again, another readable book. No, that's just strange. I'm just going to go out to Amazon.com to get the subtitle for David's book. But, So, a couple of great resources, some websites for you to visit. Remember, if you want to learn more about how I can support you, visit brainbonanza.com. And if you click in the online store, find some resources. We have Sandy Bauman's Feed Your Brain for Memory available. We have her Feed Your Brain for Learning book available. We're offering all of our store resources, I think, except one that's already discounted and it says that, which is 20. It's Habit Busting, is not part of this discount, but everything else in the store, 15% to support your learning. Just enter the coupon code back to school, lowercase, when you check out. And please send me an email if you are interested in talking to me about training, coaching, or speaking for yourself, your organization, or staff development at your school. It would be an honor to help you have your best brain at work, school, and home, and for life. So take the extra time, and the last website I'll share with you is Merriam-Webster.com. Yes, the makers of a dictionary. Many word games, great place to go to learn new words, increase your vocabulary. So maybe after you're done listening, if you're at your computer, you might want to visit Merriam, Merriam-Webster, Webster.com. And you can click on word games on the left. Great. They've got games for all ages. So enjoy treating yourself to new learning this week. And I invite you to come back and see who will be joining us to help you spark positive change in your life. Thank you so much for spending this time with me. It's my pleasure to serve you, to share with you, to spark positive change in your life. Until next time we connect, take care. Take great care of that precious brain that you have, and stay safe. Well, that's strange. I guess our little outro is not going to be playing. Oh, well, I'm clicking the button, and it's not going to play for you. The one says, thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Melanie. Hope you have learned some wonderful sparks to help you make positive change in your life. Join us again to see who will be here. And please share the sparks with those that you care about. Good day.